The term Liars Club dates back to the late 1800s. It describes small groups of friends, usually men, who get together at local pubs, coffee shops, and restaurants to hang out and gossip about the local community and discuss world events. Today on County Lines, Community Voices producer Renee Wild met with a group of retired farmers at their local Liars Table at Beans and Cream in Cedarville, Ohio.
The sign says hunters, fishermen, and other liars frequent this table. Sit down and stay a while. You might learn something.
We talk about whatever. We might talk about sports. We might talk about politics. We might talk about farming. We might talk about the mistake the neighbor made in his field and broke down some equipment or has a crop problem in a field. But if I might talk about my neighbor's problem, I got problems they might talk about also.
That's Mark, and as others filter in and join the table, it quickly becomes apparent that the 71-year-old farmer is the unofficial ringleader of this small group of men.
Mark is, you know, the only reason I come. Denny, if he's here, you have to listen to him.
That's Paul, also in his 70s.
Yeah, I've only lived here for 60 years. I was a sales manager for Pioneer Seed Corn. In southwest Ohio, and I also have a small farm out in the country, cow-calf operation. Back in the 70s and 80s, we used to figure that we lost 10% of our growers every year, that, you know, they would just get out of farming. They couldn't expand and make money. Farm equipment got so expensive that the small farmer couldn't compete, and you either get big or get out. And that was pretty much a trend, and it's more that way, getting more that way all the time. You don't see new farmers coming in, buying land. You see them just consolidating farms, and putting them all together.
Mike says one of the main topics of conversation around the table is guns.
Shooting yourself in the foot or shooting your mouth off?
I want you to know I'm a card-carrying life member of the NRA. I go to the range about 3 days a week, sometimes four. Most people, what they know about guns, you can put on a lead pencil on the sharp end. So
you see on the news that they said, well, he had five guns in the house and over 500 rounds of ammunition, and it sounds like, oh, he's a terrorist. And I have over that in my house.
Do you?
Yes. I just have them. I inherited them.
Guns aren't the only hot-button topic in this group.
A certain segment of our society tries to give commercial agriculture a black eye. They say that we don't give a blankety-blank about the environment. Baloney. Farmers are the best environmentalists that have ever been on this earth. You don't want to destroy the soil and the land and the water. You want to preserve it.
That's Dean.
I am a tired farmer and a retired farmer. How's that? My ancestors came to Greene County in 1829 from Rockbridge County, Virginia.
Dean's grandchildren are the seventh generation to work the family farm. He says that farming is a big gamble.
Well, this past crop year is an example. And at 200 bushels per acre, actual yield, with the cost of putting out a serious acre of corn on a commercial basis, you lose about $30 an acre. In 1984 or 5, Ronald Reagan was the first president ever to address the National FFA Convention in Kansas City. And he made the statement, and I remember it. He said, what you and your families do for a living makes a crap table in Las Vegas look like a sure thing. And I've never forgotten that. That's a pretty profound statement. Well, that's where we are at this moment. You'll work yourself to a frazzle, and maybe you'll make it, maybe you won't. Keep punching. Oh, you know, we're like the Brooklyn Dodgers used to be back in the 50s when they had never won a pennant. Wait till next year.
For County Lines on WYSO, Renee Wild, Cedarville, Ohio.
County Lines is made possible by a generous grant from Ohio Humanities. What would it take?